Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Natural Eating with Alyssa. Today we're talking about cooking lunches for two. How about that? And this is inspired by the Complete Cooking for Two cookbook from America's Test Kitchen. And I'll be adding a few recipes of my own from smoothies and other scrumptious delights. So, you know, the idea that you're doing food and the fact that it's either for one or two, because you could easily make a two menu and cut it in half, or you could make a two menu recipe and use it for later. So eat as much as you want now, and then you've got a meal done for tomorrow if you want. So, you know, what they've been doing for this particular book, The Complete Cooking for Two, is connecting recipes in the book to an expanded section on using up leftover ingredients with recipes. So you can make another meal from that extra ricotta or tofu or the half a can of beans and more. You know, it's the notion that you are the master of efficiency in your kitchen with this practical information from America's Test Kitchen. So if you need a recipe fast, we call out recipes you can make in 30 minutes or less, or as well as vegetarian options. So, you know, no matter what kind of recipe or type of recipe you'll need, you'll find it in this incredible and invaluable kitchen reference to cook from now and forever. I love it when a recipe book can stay with you for the rest of your life. I do think that so many of these books from America's Test Kitchen are wonderful references and, in fact, do serve a purpose much, much beyond the here and now. Today, talking about lunches, soup to me is one of those fantastic foods that is a lunch that can go anywhere. And while this world of soup is quite diverse, there's some underlying principles that apply to most soup recipes. First off, you want to saute your aromatics. The first step in making many soups is sautéing aromatic vegetables such as onions or garlic. Sautéing not only softens their texture so that there's no unwelcome crunch in the soup, it also tames any harsh flavors and develops more complex flavors in the process. I like to think of it as the flavors marry, or they come together and join so that they're much more pleasant to eat together. Now, obviously with soup, you want to start with a good broth. If you're not inclined to pack your freezer with homemade stock, packaged broth is pretty convenient as an option for soup making. But the differences among the different broths that are packaged are really quite significant. So you really want to know. Some are very flavorful. Others taste like salty dishwater. So you want to shop carefully. Make sure you tasted your broth before you use it. And they have a whole section in here on buying broth that we'll talk about in a little bit. You want to cut your vegetables to the right size because you want them to cook at the same time. You know, you want chunks of vegetables, which is fine. But if you haphazardly cut the vegetables, they'll cook unevenly. And some pieces will be underdone and crunchy, while others will be soft and mushy. And you really would like to consistency to be somewhat the same, so that cutting the vegetables to the size specified ensures that the pieces will be perfectly cooked and cooked evenly, and I think that's important. You want to stagger the addition of the vegetables that you put in the soup. When a soup contains a variety, their addition to the pot really must often be staggered to account for their varying cooking times. Your hearty vegetables like potatoes and winter squash can withstand much more cooking than the delicate asparagus or spinach. You know, carrots and beets hold up for quite a long time as well. So, you know, you just want to know that you've got a vegetable that will hold up to whatever it needs to. Don't boil. You want to make sure that you can simmer your vegetables. And a simmer, just for defining what a simmer is, is a restrained version of a boil. Fewer bubbles break the surface, and they do so with less vigor. So simmering heats food through more thorough and more gently and more evenly than boiling. So boiling can cause the vegetables, like potatoes, to break apart or fray at the edges, and it can toughen some of your protein sources as well. And you want to season just before you serve. It's best to add salt or pepper and other seasonings you like to use just after you finish cooking, before you serve. This is because the saltiness of some stocks and the ingredients such as canned tomatoes and beans can vary greatly. And so you really want to know what's going on there and make sure you don't over-season, because it's hard to take away salt, although I must say there is a trick for salt. If you do add too much salt, if you add some lemon juice, that cuts the salt down, and that's certainly one way of handling over-seasoning. But it doesn't work for everything, so you want to make sure you're doing the right stuff. Now, there's a few good stand-ins for that homemade broth. You know, in terms of chicken broth, in search of the best-tasting chicken broth, I discovered a few things that make a big difference in quality. First, look for a sodium content between 400 and 700 milligrams per serving. Too salty broth can easily ruin a dish, but not enough salt can leave a dish tasting bland. You can always add more, bottom line. Also, look for a mass-produced broth. Several broths had rancid off flavors caused by fat oxidation, and the worst offenders were made by the smaller companies, unfortunately. Last, you want to look for a short ingredient list that includes vegetables like carrots, celery, onions. They felt that the Swanson chicken stock, which tastes very rich and meaty thanks to its high percentage of meat-based protein, was the one that they would choose if they were just going to pick one chicken broth off the shelf. So Swanson is the one to look for. Your bouillon and your broth concentrates, your dehydrated forms of like chicken or beef and vegetable broth, these shelf-stable products are cost-effective, and they last up to 2 years once they're open. So you certainly have a long shelf life here. You just simply mix them with water to make just as much broth as you need, and they particularly like their better-than-bouillon brand of chicken-based and roasted beef-based. Which makes 38 cups of broth. So that's a lot. They felt that their winning vegetable broth was the Origotin Farms vegan chicken-flavored broth based and seasoning. And, you know, what you're doing with any of this is knowing that you've got food that you can enjoy that does have a long shelf life. I happen to love soup all kinds of, you know, the year. And certainly there are soups that, during the hotter months like gazpacho, that can certainly be eaten because they're not heated at all, which is good. But there are other warm things that even breakfast might be nice. You don't have to wait for lunch. In looking at one soup, the miso ginger udon, udon is another word for noodle soup, I happen to love miso as a seasoning. I think it's wonderful. It's a paste. It comes in different flavors and designs, if you will, so that whether you deal with red miso or white miso or yellow miso, it certainly makes a nice broth flavoring. You know, miso soup is commonly eaten as a part of a much larger meal, and this version, with assists from noodles and fresh ginger and a few quick-to-prep vegetables, is ample enough to be a hearty meal all on its own. So they started by boiling the thick udon noodles. They're using 6 ounces of the dried noodles until it's chewy tender, and then set them aside while you make the rest of the soup. Overheating the miso can mute this fermented product's nuanced flavors. And, you know, miso has enzymes like yogurt does and other fermented foods, and so you don't want to boil it. So you want to prepare the broth with care. So first they bloomed a fragrant ginger in a nutty sesame sauce. The grated ginger that they're using is 4 teaspoons worth. And they're going to be using 2 teaspoons of toasted sesame oil, plus a little extra for drizzling. And then they're using 1 carrot that you're going to add, and it's been peeled and halved lengthwise and then sliced about 1/4 inch thick. And then 1/2 cup of frozen edamame, which is soybeans. And so you're adding water, carrots, and edamame to the pot. You're going to be adding, how much water? Let's see. 2 quarts of water to a boil in a large pot. So you're going to be adding the noodles and then cook and then adding the vegetables. And then meanwhile, you're going to be heating the ginger and the oil in a large saucepan over medium-low heat. That's 4 teaspoons of grated fresh ginger. And you want to do it until the ginger is fragrant and it begins to brown, about 2 minutes worth. And then you stir in 3/4 cup of water and 3 3/4 cup, I'm sorry, scraping up any of the brown bits. Brown bits are always the tasty stuff at the bottom. And then stir in your carrots and your edamame and your soy sauce. And you're increasing your heat to medium. And again, bring it to a simmer. You don't want to boil it. And then you just cook until the vegetables are tender. It can take maybe 3 to 5 minutes. And then you're transferring about 1/2 cup of that hot broth to a small bowl or a measuring cup. And then you whisk in the miso. So this is so you don't cook the miso and destroy its enzymes, which is wonderful. And off the heat, you're going to season with a little extra soy sauce to taste. And there is low-sodium soy sauce options available if you're looking to cut down on the sodium in your seasonings as well. And then you're going to top your individual portions with scallions. I just love how bright green the scallions are and how lovely they make as a topping. And then you drizzle with a little extra olive oil and sprinkle with some sesame seeds before you serve it, so that you've got noodles, ginger, miso. It's quite a wonderful vegetarian option of a soup. So this is something that you can enjoy. The soup à pistou, and I'm sure I'm murdering the pronunciation. This is a classical provincial vegetable soup. It's light and it's flavorful. And it features seasonal vegetables, your white beans, and a dollop of garlicky pesto, the French equivalent of pesto. So I'm just going to keep calling it pesto. I think that's good enough. You'll understand it better. Since the delicate flavor of a homemade vegetable stock would be obscured by the flavors of vegetables and the pesto, they're able to save time by using a store-bought broth. So you're going to heat 1 tablespoon of oil in a medium saucepan over medium heat until it just is shimmering. And then you're going to be adding 1 carrot that's been peeled and cut into 1/4 inch pieces and 1/2 leek, that white and green parts only. And you're slicing it 1/2 inch thick and washed thoroughly. And just 1/4 teaspoon of table salt, or you could use whatever salt. salt you like. I like a sea salt. And you're going to cook until softened. It takes about 5 minutes to do that. And you're stirring in two-thirds of the garlic, and that's three cloves of garlic. And you're cooking until it's nice and fragrant. It just takes about 30 seconds. I know if you overcook garlic, it can get bitter, and that's certainly not what you want as a flavor to add to your soup. You're stirring the broth and the water, and you bring it all to a simmer, and then you stir in green beans, about 3 ounces of green beans that have been trimmed and cut into about half-inch length. And you simmer until the bright green but still crunchy. It takes about 5 minutes to do that. And then you stir in the zucchini, one small zucchini that's been quartered lengthwise and sliced about a quarter of an inch thick. And you're taking 3/4 of a cup of canned cannelli or navy beans that have been rinsed. And then you take one plump tomato, you core it, and you chop it. You're adding all this to the broth. And you continue to simmer until the vegetables are nice and tender, which, again, only about 3 minutes. And then you combine the remaining 1 teaspoon of oil. They're using the EVOO. And I'm looking up here to see what oil they are using. Yeah, extra virgin olive oil. So you want everything to be tender, so it takes about 3 minutes. You can put the rest of the oil in toward the very end, and the remaining garlic, the basil, and a little Parmesan, about 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese. I know I like adding it to the bottom of the bowl, but it's also fun to put it on top and watch it melt, which is fun. And you're seasoning with salt and pepper to taste. And then you're going to be topping the portions with a little basil mixture, a little pesto, right before serving. And again, what a beautiful color soup this is. So it's nice to have something like this available and handy. Another soup that's wonderful and is in this book, Cooking for Two, Cooking Lunches for Two, a farmhouse vegetable and barley soup. And so I'm including vegetarian soups right now. You can always add the protein of your choice toward the very end and let it flavor the soup if you want to, but it's nice to have a vegetarian option. So, you know, most recipes for that, you know, hearty winter vegetable soup are neither quick nor easy. For a satisfying soup that won't take the better part of a day to make, they started with canned vegetable broth, and boosting its flavor, they added a little soy sauce and one dried porcini mushroom. But these ingredients give the soup plenty of savory and that kind of meaty flavor from the mushroom. And to make the soup, I love to use adjectives, seriously satisfying, we added barley to the hearty combination of carrot, parsnip, potato, leek, and cabbage. A pat of butter, some thyme, and lemon juice added richness and brightened the flavors so that, you know, they like a little un-oaked wine, and they like Sauvignon Blanc for the recipe. And they garnish the soup with little crumbled cheddar cheese or herbed croutons if you want some crunch, which is fun. So you're bundling your parsley stems, your thyme sprigs, your mushroom, and your bay leaf and cheesecloth, and tie with that chicken twine to secure, and then melt 1 tablespoon of butter in a medium saucepan over medium heat. You're going to add your leek and your carrots and your parsnip, your wine, your soy sauce, and your salt. So, you know, basically you're adding 2 sprigs of fresh thyme, plus a half a teaspoon of chopped, and a little, and this is, you're putting this all in the bag, and then your 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1 leek, 1 small carrot, a small parsnip, a a little tablespoon of dry white wine, and you have your wonderful, a small Yukon Gold potato that's been peeled and cut into half-inch pieces, little cabbage, chopped green cabbage, and frozen peas, and little lemon juice. I find lemon juice can brighten a soup wonderfully. And so you can, you know, have this done in 20 minutes, and it's something that you can enjoy. And again, you know, it's finding soups that you like, that, you know, fruits or vegetables that you happen to have on hand, because you certainly can make soup from fruits. And these are something to think about when you're cooking for two or cooking for one and saving it for tomorrow. All right, we'll be back with more recipes. Stay tuned. Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, continuing to make our cooking lunches for two, I happen to love black bean soup, and they have a 5-ingredient black bean soup in this Cooking for Two recipe from America's Test Kitchen. And so basically you're using one can of black beans that have been undrained, and then one cup of vegetable or chicken broth, plus a little extra as you need it, 2 to 3 teaspoons of minced canned chipotle chilies in adobo sauce. So that gives it a little bit of heat. And 2 tablespoons of plain Greek yogurt, which gives a nice thick broth, and 1/2 teaspoon of grated lime zest, plus lime wedges, which is interesting. I typically would use lemon, but lime has a nice bite to it. So you're bringing the beans and their liquid to a simmer in a saucepan, and you're cooking over medium-low heat. just stirring until the beans begin to break down. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes. And then using a potato masher, you coarsely mash the beans in the saucepan, and then you adjust the consistency with extra hot broth as needed. And then off the heat, you stir in the yogurt and the lime zest, and you season with salt and pepper, and you serve with your lime wedges. So it's a quick and easy soup, and it's one of those things where, you know, again, finding recipes that you like to make that don't have to take all day and that you can enjoy. And I think this is one of the things that I certainly enjoy about a lot of the recipes from America's Test Kitchen, that they do their best to put things together. And looking at more of their recipes, they have a whole section for lunches that have burgers and all sorts of combinations of sandwiches and pizza and much more. So, you know, lunch is a very versatile meal. You can pretty much switch lunch for dinner, but it's the notion that if you have your fullest meal the middle of the day, then you can enjoy a lighter meal at night and not feel so drugged out for the evening. Now, turkey burger, you know, in theory, turkey burgers are just an easy, healthy weeknight meal, but in practice, they often will turn out bland and dry and boring. So to keep the turkey burgers moist and tender, they mixed a panade, a paste of bread and milk, into the ground turkey. And this pantry-friendly Worcestershire sauce and Dijon mustard gave the burgers a complex, meaty flavor, so that's kind of nice. And cooking the burgers to a safe temperature without burning them or drying out the meat, they first seared the burgers to ensure that they got nicely browned, and then partially cover the pan and turn the heat to low during the last few minutes of cooking so that you don't overcook them. And be sure to use ground turkey, not ground turkey breast, and serve it with your favorite burger toppings. So basically it's a half a slice of hearty white bread, sandwich bread, and they cut the crust, and then they take those crusts and tear them into quarters. And you're going to mash the bread and the milk. So there's a half a slice and then 1 tablespoon of whole milk into a paste with a fork in a large bowl using your hands, and mix in the ground turkey. They're using 12 ounces of ground turkey meat. And then the Worcestershire, the mustard, the salt and pepper until thoroughly combined. So basically you're seasoning to taste, whether they're talking about a teaspoon of Worcestershire, a teaspoon of Dijon mustard, a quarter of a teaspoon of table salt, you know, an eighth of a teaspoon of pepper. So, you know, you're not over-seasoning. You're just doing enough to enhance the flavors. And then you divide that whole mixture into 2 lightly packed balls, and you gently flatten each one into about an inch thick patty. And you're heating the oil in a 10-inch nonstick skillet over medium heat until it's nice and shimmering. And you gently place the burgers in the skillet and cook until it's nice and lightly brown and it's crusted on both sides. That takes about 3 to 4 minutes per side. And then you reduce your heat and you keep it on low and partially covered. And you cook until the burgers register about 160 degrees. It takes about 8 to 10 minutes in clock time. And then you flip the burgers halfway through and you serve on buns. And you can always add so many wonderful flavors to any kind of, in quote, burger. You can take out the Worcestershire and mustard, and then you put in a little Kalamata olives and 1/4 cup of feta cheese. That's 3 tablespoons of their olives. To 1 small minced shallot and a minced garlic clove, and so you can enjoy that. And, you know, I think in doing any of these combinations, it's it's fun to think about options. I'm going to back up for just a moment, talk about the black bean soup. I happened to fell in love with black bean soup when I was living up in the Bay Area in San Francisco, in Oakland. And I found that if I put a slice of lemon in the bottom of the black bean soup, and you can use a handheld blender to blend your beans so that it's pureed. And, you know, and they were recommending lime juice. Either one would work. I think it's fun to kind of play with the different citrus and find what you like and do what you're going to do. Now, you certainly can make make ahead a lentil and mushroom burger. And so the bottom line is that you're going to make your patties with... You know what, I'm not going to start this because I'll get in the middle and then the segment will be over. So we'll come back in on this so that I can look at this and see what we're going to do. So the bottom line when you're making food, I think talking about what you do with any leftovers, this is one of those things where cooking for two and lunches, you can always throw things into a salad, you can throw things into a soup. And this is another way of using those leftovers so that you can keep them, in quote, reasonably fresh. But you can use them for, you might even make up a whole new recipe. I think this is how recipes are born. And I think this is one of the things that makes cooking and preparing food so much fun because you come up with something that you hadn't thought of before. So stay tuned. We'll come back for more recipes.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to elysachefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number four, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chefforyou@live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
in talking about making different soups or burgers or sandwiches for lunch, you can make ahead your lentil and mushroom burger. And this is, they talk about, you know, do you ever wish that serving made from scratch was as easy as reaching into the freezer and browning up a couple of frozen patties? So these super savory lentil and mushroom burgers make 6 patties and can be frozen up to a month. So you can cook a couple now and save the rest to enjoy later. They made the patties with an earthy brown lentil, a bulgur, which absorbs excessive moisture, and meaty mushrooms, plus a combo of egg and panko for crumple-proof binding power. Half a cup of buttery cashews added for richness. Ooh, yum, yum, yum. And a pleasant chew when the ground and mixed into the patty. Don't confuse bulgur with cracked wheat, which has a much longer cooking time and will not work with this recipe. So you want to look for the medium grind bulgur, labeled number 2, which is roughly the size of mustard seeds. And you want to avoid the coarsely ground bulgur because it will not cook through in time. And this recipe that we're talking here makes 6 patties, and 2 patties are cooked immediately, and the remaining 4 can be frozen for later. So to make the patties, you're going to pulse 8 ounces of cremini or white mushrooms that have been trimmed and quartered, about a half a cup of cashews, the celery, about 1 rib that's been cut into 1-inch pieces, and your shallots. And the shallot is one shallot that has been quartered. And you're using your food processor here. So you're pulsing all this until it's finely chopped. And it takes about 10 pulses. It doesn't take that long to put it together. And you're scraping down the sides of the bowl as needed. And then you transfer that vegetable mix to a large bowl and stir in your bulgur. And this is about a half a cup of medium grind bulgur. And until it's nice and softened. They're talking about microwaving it and stirring occasionally until the burger is softened. I don't even have a microwave, so it's one of those things where you can do it in a saute pan. And you want most of your liquid to be absorbed by the bulgur. It takes about 6 minutes, and you let it cool slightly. And then you're vigorously stirring your lentils. And this is about 1 15-ounce can of brown lentils that have been rinsed. And you're going to be panko, about a half a cup of panko breadcrumbs. And your egg, you're taking 1 large egg, and you're combining it and the mixture will form a lovely cohesive mass. I love those words. Using your moistened hands, divide the mixture into 6 equal portions, about a half a cup each, and then tightly pack each portion into 3.5-inch wide patties. And as I said before, you're going to be freezing up to 6 patties evenly, and then you space your patties on parchment paper that's been lined, and you can bake for about an hour. So you're freezing, and then you stack the patties between the parchment paper. Now, this is all to store it. And the patties can be frozen up to a month, and you don't thaw the patties before cooking. To cook the patties, you're heating the remaining 2 teaspoons of oil. In this situation, they're using extra virgin olive oil. And you're doing 10 to 12 inch in a nonstick skillet over medium heat, and it should become nice and shimmering. And you gently lay your 2 patties in the skillet, and you cook well until it's well browned, and then crisp on the first side about 3 to 5 minutes. And then you're using 2 spatulas. You gently flip the patties And you top with a little cheddar, so you can melt that cheddar right on top and take one or two slices of your cheddar or mozzarella cheese, which is certainly a lovely creamy flavor to add to a patty. And then using you're cooking and making sure the second side gets cooked very well, and that takes about 3 to 5 minutes. And you serve them on buns, topped with lettuce and tomato. It's just a classic burger. And I think with any of these dishes, it's the notion that you can enjoy your own creativity at this point to add garnishes that you like. You could certainly add something like a sauerkraut. You could add something like a grated salad mixture of beets and carrots, so that you can enjoy all that. And, you know, lentils and mushrooms go well with all kinds of things. So this is one of the fun dishes to make. I'm going to take a sip of my tea here. Yum, yum, yum. I always like to have a cup of warm tea in the morning. Lemon and cardamom and cloves and cinnamon. Yum, yum, yum. Tacos. Tacos are certainly a wonderful thing for lunches. And in this situation, they're dealing with salmon tacos that has a cabbage slaw and a lime crema, which is fun. So that you're going to whisk about a third of a cup of plain Greek yogurt, about a fourth of a teaspoon of lime zest, a tablespoon of lime juice, and an eighth of a teaspoon of salt together in a small bowl. And you're going to set the crema aside, and then you whisk the remaining quarter of a teaspoon of lime zest and that remaining tablespoon of juice together in a large bowl. Now, you're going to add coleslaw, a coleslaw mix, onion and cilantro, and toss it to combine, and then you set that coleslaw aside. We're coming close to the end of this segment, and so I'm going to do as much as I can. No, we're not going to have much time to do it. Anyway, you're patting the salmon dry with a paper towel, and you sprinkle with a chili powder, and you heat an oil in an 8 or 10-inch nonstick skillet, and you heat it over medium heat until it's shimmering. And when we come back, we're going to finish our salmon tacos with cabbage slaw and lime crema.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earth Channel. channel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
So you have put your yogurt and your lime zest and your juice together. You've set your crema aside because the yogurt and the lime makes a wonderful combination. And then you've patted your salmon dry. You've got about a 6-ounce, keep the skin on, salmon fillet. That's about 1 to 1.5 inches thick. And you're going to be cooking the salmon skin side up till it's nice and well browned. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes. And you're flipping and you're continuing to cook until the salmon is still nice and translucent and should register about 125 degrees for medium rare. And that takes about 3 to 5 minutes. And then you're transferring the salmon to a plate, and you let it cool slightly, about 2 minutes. And then using a couple of forks, you want to flake the salmon into rough 1-inch pieces, discarding the skin. And you're dividing the salmon among tortillas. So you've got 6 tortillas that you've warmed. And then you top with coleslaw and drizzle with a little crema. And then you serve with the lime wedges and put the salmon in the middle. So again, you've got... Tacos are a wonderful choice for lunch, and there's so many possibilities with tacos. It's really only as limited as your brain is or your pantry. And so it's one of the things that I think is so much fun to do all this. To make something that's fancy but not too fancy, something that's spicy but not too spicy, I think, you know, it's just fun to play with your food literally and see what you can come up with. Now, portobello panini, this, you know, you're going to add fontina cheese and roasted bell peppers and garlic rosemary mayonnaise to this meaty portobello mushroom, and you're guaranteed an irresistible sandwich. I like sandwiches that are irresistible. So this is something where... we're going to be preheating a 12-inch nonstick skillet into a grill pan over medium heat for about 2 minutes, and the droplets of water should just sizzle when they're flicked onto the pan. And then you toss the mushrooms, so you've got 3 large portobello mushroom caps that have been halved, and you're doing this in a little bit of extra virgin olive oil that you're dividing, and you're tossing the mushrooms and a little bit of oil, about a tablespoon out of the 2 tablespoons, and salt and pepper, again, to taste, about 1/4 teaspoon of table salt, maybe 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. You don't need a whole lot. And then you're placing the mushrooms grill side up in the pan and weigh it with a Dutch oven. And then cook until the mushrooms are well browned on both sides. It takes about 5 minutes per side. And then you transfer the mushrooms to a plate, and you wipe that pan clean. And then you're combining mayonnaise, about 2 tablespoons, garlic, about 2 cloves that have been minced, and rosemary in a bowl. And you spread the mayonnaise mixture evenly over one side of each side of the bread. So you're assembling your 2 sandwiches by layering ingredients as follows. Between that prepared, so you're using the mayonnaise mixture on the bread, and then half of the fontina, cooked mushrooms, red bell peppers, and your remaining fontina, and then you press gently on the sandwiches to set, because you want that melting to happen easily. And you reheat your now empty pan over medium heat for just about a minute, and you brush the outside of your sandwiches lightly with that remaining tablespoon of olive oil, and you place your sandwiches in the pan, you weigh it down with a large pot or a Dutch oven, and you cook your sandwiches until they're nice and brown and the bread is golden. And it'll be crisp on both sides and the cheese is melted. It takes about 4 minutes per side, which is so much fun, you know, to serve again with. Sometimes having a little side salad is nice, and again, you can keep it simple. Romaine lettuce, cucumbers, and tomatoes. And, you know, you can add a little lemon or lime juice. Toss it with a little olive oil, which is kind of fun. The panini press alternative. You can place your sandwiches in a hot 12-inch nonstick grill pan. And you cook until the bread is golden. And then you flip the sandwiches halfway through cooking. So, you know, you can use that Dutch oven as a press. So, you know, again, it's keeping it simple in the kitchen. It's keeping it easy. I think it's fun to know what you can do. Another kind of cake, if you will, is a quinoa cake. And it takes about an hour and 10 minutes, plus 15 minutes to cool it down and 30 minutes for chilling. So you're going to heat your tomato oil. And there's some oil in your sun-dried tomatoes. So you can take that oil that's used to pack the sun-dried tomatoes, and you're going to put it over medium heat. You're adding the scallions and cook until they're soft. You stir in the garlic, and you cook until it's fragrant, about 30 seconds. And you stir in water, some quinoa, and salt. Bring to a simmer, reduce the heat to medium-low, and cover, and simmer until the quinoa is nice and tender, but it's still soupy, about 16 to 18 minutes. Off the heat, you want to cover and let the quinoa mixture sit until the liquid is fully absorbed and the grains are tender. It takes about 10 minutes to do that. Then you transfer to a large bowl, and you're letting it cool for about 15 minutes. So this is just a half a cup of quinoa. It's not a whole lot. And then you're adding your tomatoes and your eggs and your spinach, your Monterey Jack cheese, and your lemon zest and juice to the cooled quinoa, and you mix until it's nice and uniform. And then you divide that mixture into 2 firmly packed balls. You flatten each one, and you place on a large plate, and you refrigerate uncovered until the patties are chilled and firm. It takes about 30 minutes. You heat the olive oil, and you gently place the patties in the skillet, and you cook until it's nice and browned on the first side, 8 to 10 minutes. Gently flip, and then you cook until the second side is done, 8 to 10 minutes, and serve. So you have tasty, tasty, tasty possibilities for lunch. So when we come back, we'll have some closing thoughts. So stay tuned. Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today here at Natural Food, Natural Eating with Alyssa. You know, when you're looking at cooking lunches for two, when you're looking at making meals for you and a friend, or for you and you the next day, it's just nice to have some options, because so often recipes are for 4 to 6 people or 8 to 10 servings. And, you know, here you've made all this food and you just don't want to eat it that much or that often. I think the other thing that's wonderful with just these meals in general is it helps to reduce food waste. So, you know, don't be tempted to snap off the beets or the radish greens on that lovely red-like frond that comes with the fresh-from-the-market carrots. Save them and sauté the hearty ones and use the carrot fronds to make a terrific pesto. Just add a little parsley, garlic, olive oil, cheese, and nuts of any kind and puree it all in a food processor. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly enjoyed doing it. God bless. We'll be right back.